The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. I'm going to violate a rule, just so you're aware. The rule is, if the gospel's really short, the homily has to be really, really long. But I'm not going to do that.
Yay!
Last weekend, Anna and I, my wife, were married to each other. Anna and I were in Texas for a graduation party. And it really had an impact on me. To us, the graduate being honored is a great niece, and she is going to be a great teacher. Lots of extended family gathered around her to celebrate. Now, to be clear, I married into this kind of family. My stoic Eastern European heritage does not encourage this kind of mutual support. For us, the celebration might be a nice card containing $2 and a note that ended with, "Now go get a job." So being around this young woman in this setting, watching her with friends and classmates as they shared a little uncertainty about the future, but a whole lot of excitement about what was going to come next in life. Then watching her extended family honor her hard work, support her choices, and bless her efforts going forward. That was a beautiful thing to witness. And it's also a good model for what I think is the primary message of the scripture we have today and we will have next week. With this feast today of the Ascension and next week's celebration of Pentecost, these disciples of Jesus are, in a very real way, graduating from their schooling, from their on-the-job training with the Master. In today's Gospel, they are commissioned, co-missioned, to continue the work of Jesus. Go make disciples, baptize. They are also blessed with the pledge of Jesus continuing to be present, "I am with you always," as they take up their work. And it's hard work. It's a dual task, both proclaiming and embodying God's love and mercy for the world. That's our job too, you know. With the Pentecost event, they will be supernaturally empowered to fulfill the promise that Jesus made when he referred to his own ministry and said, "All these things and greater you will do." At Easter, we welcomed a beautiful group of adults into our Catholic community. Each year, one of the most important elements in the decisions that men and women who want to come into the church make is based on their experience of you. You carry the love and mercy of God to them. It's a kind of baptism. You see, our mission to baptize isn't fulfilled by just pouring some water and saying some words. To baptize literally means to immerse. People come into the church after having been immersed in the love, the mercy, the joyful faith that you show them. They might be a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, a customer, a spouse. For them, the door to communion here is opened by you. So hooray for you. Keep it up. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, get a clue. It's easy to look at the imperfections in our church today and begin to doubt our collective ability to actually continue the work of Jesus, bringing our flaws and facing such a chaotic world. But for those moments when we doubt, I think it's important to note this. Matthew in this gospel makes it clear that the church he's referring to, about to be born, was broken already. The first words of today's passage, the 11 disciples went to Galilee. 11, not 12. You see, the betrayal by one of the inner circle, which is the human weakness built into any organization or any institution populated by human beings, that must not be ignored. However, the commission to go into the world and the promise of constant presence of God with us are both given anyway to this group of disciples. The Spirit does come into the 11 and many others at Pentecost. That day their numbers are restored and their fruitfulness is supernaturally wonderful. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit did not abandon them and does not ever leave us unsupported. The graduates last week celebrated. They celebrated. There was a margarita machine. But there was also the apprehension. And on this Galilean mountain we read about, the disciples saw, but they doubted. Despite this broken world surrounding them and us, the eternal promises are kept. Always. If we have the eyes, the heart, and the humility to see how they are kept. So the question I have to ask myself, and I invite you to ask yourself as well, is this. Am I willing to let the prayer that we heard from St. Paul today come to life in me? Will I allow a spirit of wisdom and revelation to enter me, to influence the way I live my life? Will I permit the eyes of my heart to be truly enlightened? In a few minutes, we will share one of Christ's promises fulfilled, his real presence among us in the Eucharist. It is real, this mystical presence, real spiritual nourishment, if we allow it to be. I invite you all, let this communion feed our ability to continue his work.